dreadful. Make me a deal and make it good for me. I won't get full of myself, I can't afford to be. This is small town music, this is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and this is your Monday bonus episode. Now, it's also the 4th of July, so maybe it's also a 4th of July bonus episode. Whatever you want to call it, here's another episode. All right, we're going to get right into it, not fooling around. It's Saturday, July 2nd. It's about, I'm going to say 5:45 p.m. in the evening. I'm the only one home, me and the cat. So I said, perfect time to do this, right? So I can upload it and get it done and have some fun. So, first of all, let me tell you what the topic is today. The topic is simply weather. And who came up with this? Jeff Scoble. That's right. He said, what about songs about the weather? And I was like, I think we've done that before, but we can do it again. So that's what we're doing. So the first person we're going to hear from today is going to be Jeff Scoble. We will hear his intro, and we will hear his song, and then we'll be off and running. Now, since it is the 4th of July weekend, a lot of people have off work. I'm hoping that the weather, wherever you live, is beautiful, right? That's what we want. All right, let's hear from Jeff Scoble.
Hey, Pat and Rock Solid Nation. Jeff Scoble from Detroit back again to contribute a song to this weather-related Patreon episode. I wanted to throw something out there that I really love that I thought a lot of people might not know, so I went with The Hurricane by Dwayne Ford off his 1981 album, Needless Freaking. I don't know a ton about him, but he is a singer and keyboardist, and this is classic AOR West Coast music. And this album has a ton of big names supporting him, including friend of the show Steve Lukather, Jay Graydon, Mike and Jeff Porcaro, and David Foster. The whole album is decent, but I've always found this song to be a standout. Take it for the top, and let it go to about the 115 mark to get the full flavor of it. Thanks, Pat. I hope everybody's staying safe and healthy, and as always, keep on rocking.
All right. From 1981, Dwayne Ford. That was great. I love that. Good, good, good. I like the album cover. Very 80s looking. All good on that. Thank you, Jeff. Thank you for the topic idea. And thank you for the song. All right. I got to get in here somewhere. I got to play something, right? Let me find one. I don't think I queued my songs up today. So let me just, I'm going to bump it up a little bit. This is from an Aerosmith album called Rock in a Hard Place. It does not feature Joe Perry. Features Jimmy Crespo. Does not feature Brad Whitford except on one song. It might be on this song, actually. Anyway, from 1982, this is Aerosmith with Lightning Strikes.
Strikes.
doing some air drumming on that one. I love that song. I love that album. I love it. Rockin' a Hard Place. Not a great album cover. Kind of Spinal Tap-like. But I do love it. I love it. All right. Next up, here's what we're going to do. We're going to do this for our friend Daryl Asher. Daryl Asher, also known as Citizen 61, he's got a brand new album out. It's called Chasing Shadows. So at the beginning of the show, which is going to be in like 2 seconds, in the middle of the show, which will be, I don't know, it all depends how much I talk. Could be in 25 minutes, could be in an hour, who knows? And then as our playout song, we're going to feature 3 songs from Daryl's album, Chasing Shadows. And Daryl's going to introduce these. Do they have anything to do with weather? No. Does the title of the album have anything to do with weather? No. But I knew that I would be putting this out sooner rather than later. So I told Daryl, let's promote this thing. So people can go over to Bandcamp, go to Citizen 61, the number 6 and the number 1, .bandcamp.com/releases and check it out. All right. So let's hear Daryl's first intro and the song of his choosing. All right. Turn up the board and then I click play.
Hello, Pat and listeners and supporters. Thanks for letting me do this. This is a song that I put out as the first single, and it is basically about how humanity does not learn from the past and how we can't predict the future. So we may as well try to take it easy on ourselves. It's called The Transit of Venus.
That's the first track that we're featuring today from Daryl Asher. Again, it's called Transit of Venus from the album Chasing Shadows. Daryl Asher goes by the name Citizen 61. And go check it out. It's a cool album. Look, the guy did everything himself. Singing, playing, writing, drumming, bassing. The horns, did all the horns. I don't know if there's horns. Did all the horns. And I mean, it's a feat. You know what I mean? I'm not creative in that way. So I'm envious, but I'm also proud. So good job, Mr. Daryl Asher. Now, next up, we got a gentleman who's co-hosted the show a few times via the Zoom. Hopefully he'll be here someday in person and we can lay down a couple of White Claws, because that's what he drinks. His name's Dave Festini. Now, he has put his intro and his song together. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play Dave's intro and song, and then I am going to let that go right into the next guy. So we'll have 2 back-to-back, and if Dave needs me to make fun of him or yell at him for something, I'll certainly do that after the second song we hear. But for now, maybe it'll be smooth sailing. We'll just go Dave Festini into, I'll even tell you, into Craig Trombley. Okay? 2 guys, back-to-back. Turn the volume up on the board, click play.
Hello, everyone in the Rock Solid universe. It's David Festini here, as always, in northern New Jersey. And my choice for the weather episode just happens to be one of my favorite covers of all time. It's a lesser-known hit by The Temptations, covered by a band you've likely never ever heard of. It's the song I Wish It Would Rain, and it's by the band Little Caesar. A great one. This one, I love singing along to this one. I hope you do too. And Pat, as always, thank you for letting me be part of the show.
Of course.
Sunshine, blue skies, please go away. My girl is found another and gone away. With the way my future, my life was filled with gloom. But day after day, I stay locked up in my room. I know to you, it might sound strange, but I wish it would rain. So badly, I wanna go outside, 'cause everybody knows that a man is supposed to cry. Listen, I gotta cry, 'cause crying, it eases the pain. Oh yeah, people, it's a hurt I feel inside. Words can never explain how I wish it would rain.
Very nice. Never heard it before, Dave. Good job.
Hey, Pat. Craig Tremblay here. About an hour north of Toronto, and it's a beautiful sunny day here right now. So for my weather song, I'll pick Sunshine So Fine by the Barstool Prophets. Hope you like it. Cheers.
Sounds great in the headphones.
Up high in the clear blue sky, though my mouth's getting dry, still I sing. Sun burns down through my fears as it's burned away the years. All the laughter and the tears are now missing, and I wonder where the time has gone. And I find a rhyme. I lost the one thing truly mine, which was my future. Oh, I still have the past, I just don't know if it will last. Oh, it's disappearing fast, I am so unsure. Oh, I wonder what I'll find on down the road. Will I blunder, drop my shoulder?
All right, that's the song Sunshine So Fine. I don't know if he said that. Did he? If he did, I was daydreaming. Great song, though. Barstool Prophets from the album Crank. I liked it. I liked it a lot. Good job, Craig Tremblay. All right, this next artist, we don't play hardly ever. I might have to check with Christy Stratton about whether or not we should do an episode together about this guy, because I know she's a fan. You're wondering right now, who could it be? Let's let Nick Robertson tell us.
Hey, Rock Solid World. Nick Robertson from Dundee in Scotland here with my contribution to the weather-themed episode. This one was an easy selection for me because one of my all-time favourite songs is Texas Flood by Stevie Ray Vaughan and Double Trouble. I first heard Stevie's playing and this song a couple of years after it was released, where a family friend who worked in the Middle East at the time, and he would bring back pirate cassette tapes. This cassette had a mix of tracks from the first three Stevie Ray Vaughan albums. I'm not a huge blues fan, but Stevie's guitar playing completely blew me away, and this track's always stood out to me. It's a mental patient song, and I can play it on repeat. So I hope everybody enjoys it. Pat, thanks for the great show and for letting us contribute in these episodes. Really appreciate it. Cheers and rock on.
Sounding great. Nice pick, Nick Robertson. Using the lingo, too. Said mental patient song. All righty. Use the lingo. Use it. What am I going to do? Am I going to jump in here with a song? Sure. Why not? This is a song from a former guest, friend of the show. This guy was not feeling great recently. I think he had pneumonia, possibly. It's, of course, Mike Peters from The Alarm. And Mike's such a nice guy. And I got to play some Alarm. I got to play Rain in the Summertime from the album Eye of the Hurricane. How about that? Alarm. I saw them back in the heyday. They opened for the Pretenders. I'm sorry, just Pretenders. I believe it was at the Stanley Theater in Pittsburgh. I believe I was skipping out of some important nighttime schoolwork, I'm sure, to go see that. But great show. And I hope to see the Alarm the next time they come through. I'd love to see the new band. And they've had so much great music since 1983, so much stuff has come out from The Alarm. So looking forward to seeing them again. All right, moving on with the Patreon people. That's right. These are Patreon curated episodes. All the people you hear are Patreon supporters. If you want to be involved in these episodes, all you got to do is support the show for $2 a month. I call it set it and forget it. It's basically 24 bucks a year, 50 cents a week. You're not going to miss it. Go to patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast and support content creators, because I know to listen to podcasts, it is free. I'm not going to deny that. It is. But putting it together, uploading it to the hosting site, which I pay for, and we have a website and all the stuff, there's a, you know, it's work. It is work. Do I love it? I do. Or I wouldn't be sitting here alone on a Sunday listening to you people introduce me to some cool tunes. But again, patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. I got to say it, especially during these episodes. Also, look. Now you got me going, guys. Giving away prizes almost weekly, every Friday. And you guys, if you're in the ASAP Club, which is a $5 a month tier, you've been enjoying episodes with Mike Siegel and Christy Stratton and Dana McKissick and Jeff Holmes, and just a ton of episodes I've been putting out there early. Some of these won't post for like another month, but the ASAP Club, they're listening to them right now. All right. I say it every time, but this guy brings the rock. Let's hear from him.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid Nation. This is Jerry Riggs coming to you from Columbus, Ohio. For this Patreon curated episode about weather, I chose a song from a Southern rock band that I don't recall hearing much about on Rock Solid. The band is 38 Special, and the song is Chain Lightning from their fifth studio album titled Special Forces, released in 1982. The song was written by band members Don Barnes and Donnie Van Zant, along with Jim Peterick from such bands as Survivor and the Ides of March. Thanks, Pat, for these episodes. You and your listeners take care and be safe.
Yeah.
good song, Jerry, and I agree, 38 Special does not get enough love on Rock Solid. I don't know when we played them last, maybe when we did our Southern Rock episode. That seems like a long time ago. That seems BC, before COVID. All right, this gentleman is going to be here in August. We're going to record an Elvis Costello episode. I think we're also going to do one of those iTunes roulette episodes that we did a couple of months back with Steve-O Dockerson. His name's Kevin Hartbarger. We're going to go see Elvis Costello. I believe we have some hot seats. We have some good seats. I'll be taking pictures and posting, probably making Elvis Costello mad, probably pissing him off, probably getting thrown out. But here we go.
Hi, everyone. It's Kevin Hartbarger checking in once again from Chicagoland. One thing you need to know about Chicago weather is that we almost never get a spring. It pretty much goes from winter to summer with long stretches of rain in April and May. Like a lot of rain. Noah's Ark level rain. So I figured I'd pick a tune that celebrated our favorite weather here. The Rave Ups made a small dent in modern rock radio in 1990 with their album Chance. I think this is a lost classic of the 90s with a lot of radio-friendly melodic rock. You may remember their one hit, Respectfully King of Rain. And if you don't, here it is now. Enjoy. And Pat, as always, thanks for having me.
The Rave Ups. Thank you so much, Kevin Hartbarger. Look forward to seeing you next month in August. The end of the month, but still, it's 8 weeks away. You can still decide not to come. But then I'll cry. It's a dude fest today, I'm not going to lie. It's all dudes except one non-dude. That's what I call ladies, non-dudes. Okay, here she is. Hold on. Let me turn up this volume on the mixing board so when I click it, play it, we immediately hear the wonderful voice of Ms. Carly Anderson. Here we go.
Greetings, Rock Solid friends. It's Carly Anderson in Denver, Colorado. My weather pick is Summer Babe, Winter Version from Pavement. Now, it starts off with the words Ice Baby, and then the rest of it is kind of incoherent, but it doesn't really matter because it is groovy, slacker, 90s vibes all the way, and you need that today in your life. So here you go. I hope you enjoy.
That was Pavement from the album Slanted and Enchanted. song is Summer Babe, in parentheses, Winter Version. Winter Version. I liked it. I'm actually going to jump in here right now because of the word winter. I'm going to play off of that, play another tune. This is a Steve Miller Band. Had the pleasure of seeing him get inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame by a couple of guys that did a very poor job of inducting him. They're known as the Black Keys. They just didn't do a good job. Sorry. You can see it. It's on the web. This is from my favorite Steve Miller Band album. I think this is the quintessential, to be honest. It's Book of Dreams. And the song I'm going to play is Wintertime. Here we go.
In the wintertime, when all the leaves are brown and the wind blows, and the birds have all flown for the summer.
'77, Book of Dreams, Steve Miller Band, remastered. Some crazy import I found online. I'm like, gotta buy that. It's remastered. Gotta do it. I'm a sucker for it. What do we got here? Got a couple of guys that hooked their song right to their intro. Let's play these back to back. I'll give them a shout out in my voice, Slash Dog X, followed by Aaron Kahn. And that's going to go right into Kevin Wench. And then I'll discuss afterwards. All right? Let's just do it.
Well, it's 40 below, and I don't give a fuck. Got a heater in my truck, and I'm off to the rodeo.
Whoa. Slash Dog X here. Looking for a winter storm song with a bit less colorful language than that ditty, titled The Rodeo Song by Gary Lee. Let's go with a song that opens with a storm siren and is inspired by being stuck in a Colorado blizzard. From 1977, pre-high fidelity yacht rock era, REO Speedwagon kicks ass with this live version of Riding the Storm Out.
Hey there, Rock Solid listeners, Aaron here again, and I've decided to take part in this weather episode. The song I've picked for this episode comes from Fleetwood Mac, and it's a song from earlier in the band's career in the late 1960s when they were a blues rock band fronted by guitarist Peter Green. Coming from the UK version of their 1969 album Then Play On, this is a song written and sung by guitarist Danny Kirwan. This is a great bluesy tune, and I picked it a year or so ago in the unaired Fleetwood Mac Fest episode of Rock Solid that was done over Zoom, and I think that's all I'm going to say about that. So, from Fleetwood Mac, with Danny Kirwan on lead vocals, this is a song called One Sunny Day.
Hey, it's Kevin Winch. It's been a hot June in southwest Missouri, 90s most every day. So my weather song has got to be about the heat. So many good heat songs to choose from, but I'll go with Hot Nights in Georgia by Jason and the Scorchers. Hot Nights in Georgia is off their fabulous 1983 EP called Fervor, and that EP ranked as the number 3 EP of the year by the Village Voice Critics Poll. Worth noting is that we have harmony vocals by R.E.M.'s Michael Stipe. Pat, it's not too long of a song, so if you want to drop it in at 1:45 and play till the end, that'd be great. Meanwhile, I think I'm going to go get some vanilla ice cream, top it with blackberries, and cool down from the heat. Thanks.
It's throwing every drop of sweat you know. Was the progress slaughter all? You stand among them.
All right, that was a good run, guys. 3 in a row. Intros and songs. We had Slashdog X, Aaron Kahn, and Kevin Wench. Excellent, excellent. All right, we are to the part of the show where we're going to hear once again from our friend Daryl Asher, a.k.a. Citizen 61. And this is a song from his album Chasing Shadows. Daryl will introduce it. And then we will hear it. And again, he has been gifted the playout song for all the artwork that he creates for the show and just being a good guy, a good dude. Here we go.
Hello again. This is the first song that was probably the closest to being complete. It is basically about people who take advantage of others by claiming divine knowledge, or who promote conspiracies. It's been this way forever, but we've really seen an uptick of it during the pandemic with the rise of things like QAnon and things like that. It's called All the Spells Are Broken.
See what I could do.
The Spells Are Broken. And I believe that's David Gilmour playing guitar on that track. I could be wrong, but I think it is. I'm going to stick with that story. I don't care. I don't care what you say. All right, coming up, we have an intro and a song. And then after his song, I'm going to play a song with the same title. So we're going to have a title fight. All right? Two weather songs, same title, different songs. Different artists. I like both songs. I don't even know who I could pick.
Hello, Pat, and to all the rock solid listeners tuning in around the world. This is Stephen Perry from the beautiful Blue Mountains over in Sydney, Australia, with my selection for this month's listener curated Patreon episode. The song that I've chosen is from The Angels, a legendary Australian band, dating back to 1974, Rock in Peace, Doc Neeson, the legendary frontman, and Chris Bailey, bass guitarist, both dearly missed. The track is off their second album, Face to Face, which was released in America, I think, as Angel City or yes. The Angels or something like that.
Angel City.
It's a tremendous album produced by Harry Vander and George Young, who, of course, were also producing AC/DC from the same studios in Sydney at Albert's on the same label. The song is After the Rain, so here are the Angels off Face to Face, After the Rain.
All right, if you like that, they are the Angels, but in America they were known as Angel City, because I think there was a band here in America already called the Angels. Whatever. Seek out that album, Face to Face. It is fantastic. All right, now, title fight, After the Rain, going head-to-head with After the Rain by a couple of good-looking twins. They go by Nelson, Matthew, and Gunner. Let's hear their song called After the Rain.
What can you make of? By now you should know. You're living in a fantasy, and you can't let go. Never knew enough of you from the start. The only thing he ever gave you was a broken heart.
All right, I believe this month Nelson will release Greatest Hits and Near Misses. So pick that up. I've contacted the PR person. They sent me a press release about it. Hey, this album's coming out in July. And I said, great. Do the guys want to come on the show? And I didn't hear anything. And then I sent him another one. Hey, circling back. And nothing. So my next email will probably just be no interest. And then a question mark. What is Nelson doing? Jesus Christ. Are you kidding me? Nelson? Matthew and Gunner? It should be a no-brainer. All right, coming up next, we have a song that's just called simply Rain.
Hey, Pat and Rocksolid people. This is Darren Hyde from Adelaide down in Australia, picking a track for the weather episode for the podcast. This time I'm picking a track from New Zealand band Dragon. A mega hit for them in this country reached number 2 in late 1983 called Rain. Now, like I said, they are a New Zealand band, but they came to Australia in the mid-70s and we more or less adopted them, and they became one of our
classic rock bands.
They went under the name of Hunter overseas because apparently Dragon was too much of a heavy metal name for the American record company, whereas Hunter isn't for some reason. But they're ours and we're proud of them. Now, this track is a bona fide Australian rock classic, still played on Australian radio, although for some reason it didn't do a thing anywhere overseas, which is a shame really, because it's a rather good song. One of my favourites anyway. So, Pat, you can start at about 20 seconds in, because it takes a while to get to the chorus. This is Rain by Dragon. All right, thank you.
All right, we'll try to get to the chorus.
Ribbons of blue, ice on the window.
I like that. Rain by Dragon. Excellent. Dragon, that's a perfect name for a band. It's one word. Probably make a cool logo. I'm assuming featuring a dragon. Everybody wins. Everybody wins. Speaking of people who make music, everybody wins when they listen to some Hob the Troll music. And we have his alter ego. I don't know who the good one is. I don't know who's the Jekyll. And I don't know who the Hyde is. One of them is. You guys decide.
Hey, Pat and Rock Solid friends. This is Steve O'Dockerson coming to you from an unnamed hotel in Roanoke, Virginia. I think that's where I am. I'm on my way up to the Sterling Renaissance Festival. Many people know Belle and Sebastian as an old sad bastard band from High Fidelity. That's how they are described. But they've got some bops. They've got some up-tempo numbers. Like this one from The Life's Pursuit, Here's Another Sunny Day.
You beg your pardon. I took a photograph of you in the herbaceous border. It broke the heart of men and flowers and girls and trees. Another rainy day, we're trapped inside with the train set. Chocolate on the boil, steamy windows when we met.
I think Steve-O called that a bop, and he's right. Another Sunny Day by Belle and Sebastian. I like that a ton. It made me think of the Kinks. It just did. And because of that, I'm going to play Sunny Afternoon in mono from the album Face to Face.
The taxman's taken all my dough and left me in my stately home, blazing on a sunny afternoon. And I can't sail my yacht, he's taken everything I got. All I've got's this sunny afternoon. Save me, save me, save me from this squeeze. I got a big fat mama trying to break me. And I love to live so pleasantly. Live this life of luxury. Blazing on the sunny.
Alrighty. I love the Kinks. Love them. Love mono. Love the album Face to Face. Love the song Sunny Afternoon. I'm checking off all the boxes tonight, folks. But now I lost my place in the other playlist. I'll find it. Calm down. Everything's cool. Oh, here we go. This was, I like this. This is a cover. It's from one of my favorite bands. It's not Cheap Trick. And, but I love this band. We've had the drummer on from this band. I should stop talking. Let Dwayne Hoffman do the talking.
Hey, Pat. This is Dwayne Hoffman from Columbus, Ohio. The weather theme to this episode is similar to our weekly music trivia night. As we are working on a perfect score, the topic for the last round was songs with rain in the title. As a very short clip of Creedence Clearwater Revival played, we knew with confidence it was Who'll Stop the Rain and bet the maximum points. Easiest answer of the night. Very soon after we submitted that answer, some second guessing creeped in. Wait, could that have been Have You Ever Seen the Rain? It was. We fell to third place and started cursing CCR for having too many songs about rain. So, still bitter, let's hear Have You Ever Seen the Rain? by the Ramones. Screw CCR.
Of course, that's Marky Ramone on drums on that song from Acid Eaters. We featured Richie Ramone, the hardest hitting drummer ever to be in the Ramones. And I remember when Acid Eaters came out in 1993, I didn't know it was, we didn't have a bunch of internet and stuff back then. So when Acid Eaters came out, I just thought it was a new Ramones album. And then when I picked it up and saw that it was a covers album, I was a bit disappointed because I loved Mondo Bizarro so much, but I've grown to enjoy it. You know, I like it now, but at the time, not so much, if I'm being honest. All right, this next gentleman, great guy, friend of the show. His grandkids call him Bop Bop. We just call him Tony Greathouse. He's full of positivity and jams. So let's hear what he's got for us. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be sweet.
Hey, y'all. Tony Greathouse in East Alabama, participating in the weather-related episode. This song I have chosen checks all the boxes for me. Country, soul, beautiful, beautiful. It's a cover of Brooke Benton's Rainy Night in Georgia by Conway Twitty and Sam Moore of Sam and Dave. It's Conway's last recording, matter of fact. This song is just amazing. I love it. I love to sing it, sing along with it. Can't sing it like these guys. But if you start at about 2:47 and play for a minute, you'll get a great taste of it. Pat always enjoyed playing along, loved the show, loved the Rock Solid family. Everybody, y'all be sweet.
Place in the boxcar, I take my guitar to pass some time.
Late at night when it's hard to rest, I hold your little picture to my chest, and you know what? I feel fine. It's a rainy night. I believe it's raining all over the world.
I feel like it's raining all over the world.
Sam, I think it's still raining out there.
Raining all over the world, Conway Twitty.
Now, look, I don't know who put these two guys in the studio together, but that is genius. And man, Sam Moore gave me the chills. I had the goosebumps on my arms. Wow. Great job, Tony. Oh, that's weird. I'm getting a call from Tony Greathouse. That's so strange. We're playing his song, and then all of a sudden he calls me. Okay, hold on a second. Tony, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, it's me again. Quick addendum. Rainy Night in Georgia is not Brooke Benton's song. It was written by Tony Joe White. I just could not let it go. I knew that. I spoke out of turn. I don't want the Tony Joe White heads to come after me. Love y'all. Mean it.
Oh, Tony, thanks for your hello. Oh, well, the fucking guy hung up. All right. Well, you know, I did him solid. put them on the air, and he hangs up on me. Not cool. Not cool. We did get clarification, though, so that's nice. We do want that. All right, next up, what do we got? Oh, this is our friend from Pennsylvania, George Worley. He did an episode with me called PA Rocks, and we had a great time. And I always like what he brings to the show, brings to the party. What do you think he brings to the party? Probably Rolling Rock. Rolling Rock, be a case of Rolling Rock or Yingling, because he's from Pennsylvania. Let's find out what he's bringing to the party today.
Hi, Pat. George Worley from Pennsylvania here. The song I picked for the Weather Patreon episode is American Storm by Bob Seger from his 1986 album Like a Rock. According to Seger, the song is actually about cocaine. So in this case, it's not a storm in the weather sense, but it's a great song that isn't the obvious choice of Against the Wind when picking something by Seger, so hopefully it still counts. Seger really does go in for the weather references throughout this song, mentioning full force gales, mountains of snow, skies turning gray, and being beaten by the wind, to name a few. By the way, the Like a Rock album cover is really generic and kind of terrible.
Oh my God, it's
awful. So maybe drugs had something to do with that as well.
The worst album cover.
Pat, please play American Storm by Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. And thanks again for these fun listener episodes.
Thank you, George. Out on summer and shot back. You soon turn back. It happens time and time again. You never seem to reach the end. Someone's out there on the street tonight. When things go wrong, you're guaranteed to make them right. If the price is right. I was playing some air piano. I mean, I shouldn't be having this much fun in a room by myself, but I am. I love hearing what the songs are that you guys pick, and I love playing all my air instruments. I got them all here. They take up a lot of room in here. I got an air bass. I got the whole air drum set. It's the Neil Peart edition, so there's a lot of drums. There's a lot. I got the gong, everything. Okay, folks, if you've never seen the album cover for Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band's album, Like a Rock, you got to look at it right now. You got to go. It's the worst album cover. It doesn't go with the picture. It's a band photo, but you won't believe it. They're like in leather. I don't understand it. I don't know who approved it. Were they just bored? Did they take two photos and they're like, I think we got it. It's mindless. There's no thought put into it. I can't believe it. And yet, I love it. Not the album cover. There's so many things you can do with Like a Rock. I swear to God, they didn't do any. All right, coming up, the next song that we're going to hear from Ken Pappalardo. I love saying it. Pappalardo. Seriously, I love it. People would probably say, maybe you should shorten that. Why would you? It's so much fun. Pappalardo. I love it. Ken's song is also a song that is going to have a title fight. I almost couldn't get that sentence out. And I haven't had any alcohol, for the holiday weekend yet. Just water, drinking water. I'm drinking a Core Hydration. It's a giant bottle, 30 ounces. Last night, I asked Pilar. She said, I'm going to the kitchen. Do you want anything? And I said, yeah. Could you bring me my bottle of water from the refrigerator? And she goes, okay. And I said, it looks like a dildo. And yeah, I got a big laugh out of that because it does. All right. And you're not going to laugh unless you go look. Look for that Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band album cover, Like a Rock. And then look for a core hydration bottle. And you can tell me if it looks like a dildo. Okay, here we go. Papalardo.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Ken Papalardo from Denver, Colorado. I picked a song from another one of my favorites I don't think have ever been played on the show before, the Jayhawks. They're from Minneapolis, and although a very different genre of music, they came up around the same time as Soul Asylum, Husker Du, and, of course, The Replacements. The Jayhawks were there at the beginning of what was called at the time alternative country, along with others like Uncle Tupelo, which two of the Jayhawks members were in the supergroup, if you can call it that, Golden Smog, with former Uncle Tupelo and later Wilco member Jeff Tweedy. I'm not sure any of them liked the classification alt-country very much. I suppose now they would be called Americana, which coincidentally, the Jayhawks backed Ray Davies on his most recent albums called Americana 1 and Americana Act 2. Singer-songwriter Gary Loris has written a lot of songs for other people as well, including the Dixie Chicks, as they were called at the time, now the Chicks, who had a hit with Everybody Knows. The song that I selected is from the 2003 album called Rainy Day Music, and the song is called Save It for a Rainy Day. Hope you like it.
Pretty little hairdo, don't do what it used to. Can't disguise the living, all the miles that you've been through. Looking like a train wreck, wearing too much makeup, burden that you carry more than one soul could ever bear.
So sad.
Don't look so sad, Marina. There's another part to play.
So sad.
Don't look so sad, Marina. Save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy day. Save it for a rainy day. You never make your mind up.
All right, that's a great song. Love it. I do not like those two Ray Davies albums, though. That's not the Jayhawks' fault. I just do not like those. I mean, maybe I should revisit them, but I just I did not enjoy those at all. And I love Ray Davies with all my heart. But that was Save It for a Rainy Day. And I had that album in my iTunes, the whole album. So either someone must have sent it to me. They must have. I think maybe Amy Lehman gave that to me. Anyway, it's a title fight with a friend of the show, Stephen Bishop, doing his song called Save It for a Rainy Day.
Well, she's kind and pretty, drives a big car too. And when I hold her in my arms, I never know what to do. She's got everything she needs, what does she need me for? Just a crazy fool, coming back for more. And I know she's no good, can't leave her, but I know I should. Everybody says a watch out, boy. She'll break your heart like it was a toy. You better save it for a rainy day. You better save it for a rainy day. Well, I'd leave in a minute if I only could. But when she touches.
Love that song too. Might be my favorite Stephen Bishop song. Well, there's that Tootsie one, though. It might be you. That might take... okay. I like a lot. I like a lot of Stephen Bishop. Okay. Just want to tell you, this Nelson album, Greatest Hits, parentheses, and Near Misses, it actually comes out this coming Friday, July 8th, 2022. It's got 17 songs on it. It's got a couple... It's got a new recording. It's got a couple things that are previously unreleased. It's got a bonus track from the Japan special edition of After the Rain. So, you know, you're going to get a nice selection of Nelson tunes. Now, look, I'm sending this guy an email right now. Okay, so anyway, send him two. And here's what this is exactly what I typed. I'm not even joking. I put Brian, no interest, and then two question marks. Yeah, two. And then I typed, I have never not had a PR person reply to an interview request. Okay, that's a lie. It's happened before. And then I put, let me know if the guys are available in the next week or two. Thanks, Pat. I'm going to change everything. I'm going to have a great weekend. Have a great, in caps, holiday, 3 days, weekend. All right, I'm typing, and I push send. All right, unless the update will be if Nelson's on the show, you'll know that playing hardball worked. Is it really playing hardball? It's a fucking email. All right. What do we got? Okay. I got to jump in. No, I already played one. I played Stephen Bishop. Let's play, find out what Mike Markle has for us. Turn up that on the mixing board. Click play.
Hello, Pat and all the Rock Solid listeners. This is Mike Markle from Philadelphia. My song is Pocket Full of Sunshine by Natasha Bedingfield. I always liked this song, mostly for its awesome chorus and the song's positive message. I have one interesting bit of info about this song. One of the co-writers and background vocalists is none other than Danielle Brisebois, an actress who appeared on All in the Family and Archie Bunker's Place. And I know that I'm showing my age here by mentioning those TV shows, but hey, no one's getting any younger. So, all right, take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
All right. Have I heard that? I don't know if I've heard that song before or not, but I do know that Danielle Brisebois, am I saying that right? She was in the New Radicals. So she was making the rounds in music at one point. By the way, have you looked at that Like a Rock album cover yet by Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band? If anyone out there can do a good Photoshop, I'm talking good. I don't want to see some bullshit, shitty looking Photoshop thing, but if you can do something good, I say you put me, Murray Siegel, and Kyle Dotson, put us all in that album cover, and I'm talking good. You do it good. If you're just gonna bullshit it, fuck it up, don't do it. But if someone really has skills, really has some Photoshop skills, let's put our faces on there. And I don't have to be Seeger, all right? I don't have to be. It can be Mike Siegel in the Silver Bullet Band. I don't care. I just want to see someone do that. I'm asking you for something. I'm asking you to go over to the Patreon page. No, I'm kidding. All right. Next up, what do we got? Oh, here's a guy who is he's got his intro and his song together. So I'm going to let that play into the next intro and song, and we'll hear two back to back, and that'll be less talking from me. Because, come on, an hour and 6 minutes, you're sick of me by now. Here we go.
Hello, Pat and the Rock Solid listeners. This is Ian Beresford sitting in his summer house in beautiful Berrigan Tweed in northeast England. It's currently the summer, but I'm going to take you to the winter for my suggestion for the latest Patreon curated episode. The song is called 15 Feet of Snow. I first heard this song when I went on a work trip to Australia in 2005, and I came back with a load of CDs and DVDs of Australian acts that weren't readily available in the UK. Diesel actually appeared on a couple of Jimmy Barnes albums, Freight Train Heart, and also the live album Barnstorming. They were also under the band Johnny Diesel and the Injectors and Diesel, and the guys also went out under his real name. It's a really great song. It's a fantastic vocal. I hope everyone enjoys it, and I hope no one gets 15 feet of snow the next winter. Thanks again for all your work, Pat, and bye for now.
Go home,
Guy's got some pipes. Holy crap.
Hey, Pat, this is Brian Berkey from the Keystone State. My suggestion for the Patreon weather episode comes from one of my all-time favorite musicians that hardly anyone has ever heard of. His name is Nick Solomon, and he hails from the UK. For the past 35 years, Solomon has been releasing albums, at least 25 of them, under the band name The Bevis Frond. The early records had a definite psychedelic vibe to them, but eventually that gave way to a more straightforward rock sound. Unfortunately, Solomon has never been able to find much of an audience in the US, and he has rarely played gigs here over the last two decades. The track I am submitting for your consideration is The Wind Blew All Around Me, coming from the 1997 Bevis Frond double album called North Circular. Thanks for the podcast.
Thank you, Brian Berkey. I like how Brian said, for your consideration, like we're going to turn it down. Like I'm never not going to play something. Yeah, I'm sorry, Brian. Did you get our letter, Brian, that you didn't get? You weren't going to be accepted to the episode? We sent them out. You know, we don't like to do it, but, you know, we had to. All right. I'm enjoying finding songs right in the moment. So I'm surprised that that maybe Dave Fastini didn't choose this one. This is Billy Joel. This is Stormfront. It's all about weather. How come no one picked It's Raining Men by the Weather Girls? Come on, people. Back to the regular scheduled programming. All right, here we go. Here we go. Our friend Andy from Florida. Back with a song and an intro and... I like this song because it features a former guest and friend of the show, Tony Thaxton, on drums with his band Motion City Soundtrack. I got to see Tony's band perform. Compliments of Tony. Got to go backstage, meet the band. They signed an album. That's where I met Kalen West of Tiny Stills. Good night. Good night was head by all. Murray was with. So, you know, every night has something bad happen. And that night we had Murray. But seriously, everything was cool. Here's Andy. Whoops, that's not Andy.
Solid Army, Andy Solom from the west coast of Florida.
I think I cut him off.
My
Hold
choice
on.
For the... Hello, Rock Solid Army, Andy Solom from the west coast of Florida. My choice for this weather-related episode is one of my favorite bands of the early 2000s, Motion City Soundtrack. And from my favorite album of theirs, this track is called... Feel Like Rain.
We love that game, but we never play, 'cause we will
good drumming on that. The album is Commit This to Memory, produced by Mark Hoppus of Blink 182. Andy, a very quick interview, a very quick intro at 18 seconds. But you know what? Not the shortest of the night. Craig Trombley clocked in a 14-second intro. Craig Trombley, the winner for shortest intro. There's not a contest. We don't have a prize for that. I'm just saying. All right. I can't let this episode go and we're not done yet. We got a couple more songs, but I can't let it go without playing a song from our favorite talk singer, Mr. Neil Diamond. And this is from his long playing album. That's what LP means. Long play. Heartlight. And this song is called Hurricane. Let me back it up. We were taken by-
We were swept away. We were taken by surprise. Was the power of the moment or the power of her eyes? Then it came unexpected. And we never even ran. We were standing unprotected when the rain began. And the hurricane came. And it never made a sound. So we never ran for cover and it blew the house down. And it brought us together. And it tore us all apart. When a hurricane blows, it blows for the heart.
There you go. Now, I unapologetically love that song and love that album from 1982. Look, I was a senior in high school when that album came out. And you got to have some balls to buy that album when you're in high school and embrace it and listen to it. And look at that album cover. Neil Diamond, black t-shirt, leaning up against a tree, arms crossed. He doesn't care. He says, bring it. I think he's ready to fight. All right, coming up, we got an intro and a song all together in a nice package. I like it.
Pat Francis and the Rock Solid Nation. This is Dr. Garbage Metal, drawing my inspiration from Dr. West Anthony. We should all do it. Let's all have honorary doctorates on the Rock Solid podcast. Anyway, weather. I am bringing you a German heavy metal band and a song about a hurricane. The greatest song about a hurricane.
Oh, no, we already heard it. We already heard the greatest.
And you know what it is. Beyond the Black, Heart of the Hurricane.
All right, Dr. Garbage Metal, Tor Hansen, giving himself a nickname. You can do it. You can do it. Oh, there's a, what did I see? I saw a trailer pop up on Hulu for Machine Gun Kelly's documentary about his life. About his life. I just heard about the guy 2 years ago. But there's some hyperbole in the trailer. It says something about the most controversial musician of our time. I'm like, what? Really? I mean, come on. I don't believe that for a second. All right, just a couple more songs. What am I going to do? I want to tell you what the next Patreon curated episode is going to be. It's simple. It's called First Concert. All right. So you're going to play a song by the band you saw first in a live musical setting. Now, look, sometimes there's an opening band. So, you know, let's say you went to see, like I saw Cheap Trick was my second concert and UFO was the opening band. But let's say that was my first concert. I could play a song by UFO because they were my first legit, you know, if they were your first legit, I can't even talk. You know what I mean. If you saw Rush and they had an opening band and that was your first concert ever, but you choose to play a song by the opening band, feel free. As long as it was played on your first night seeing live music. So that is going to post July 8th to the Patreon page. And you guys will have, you know, a couple of weeks to submit your intro and your song. And that's all I'm saying. That's what it is. First concert. All right. All right. Let's continue. This is one of our friends from the north, from Canada. Always brings some cool music. He's a friendly guy. He's a nice dude. Here we go.
Hey, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. It's Mike Drew from just outside Toronto. And for the weather episode, I have made the selection of Status Quo, and their song Rain. It comes from their 1976 album Blue For You, which is a good album, not my favorite Status Quo album, but this is easily my favorite Status Quo song. So I hope you like it as much as I do. All right, look after each other and take care.
The song is called Rain. Deal, Mike Drew. Good deal. I like it. All right. Guess what? Only two more songs left. One's from me, and then one's from Daryl Asher to close out the show. Daryl Asher, also known as Citizen 61. We're promoting the album throughout this show today called Chasing Shadows. Just go over to Bandcamp. I'm sure if you just search Daryl Asher or Citizen 61, you will find it. And again, thank you, Daryl, for being a great friend and for all the Facebook artwork you do for me at the drop of a hat. As quick as I ask, he does it. Okay, sometimes I need to nag him. But look, he still does it, okay? Okay, he made time for me while he was recording an album, all right? And that's pretty cool. That's a good friend. All right, I'm going to jump in here with another song. It's from a band called Bad English. It's from their second album called Backlash. And I feel like this album sometimes gets some backlash, but I love it. I love it as much as the first, really. And this song is called Pray for Rain. Come down on the roof. Oh, I missed what he said there. Oh, I gotta back it up. Here we go.
These days, she won't set me free. She
Pray for rain, people. Love that song, 1991. You know what happened. Grunge came, ruined music. One more song. It's going to be Daryl Asher. Before we go, please go to what I like to call the Twitter, at Rock Solid Show. Give us a follow. Also, go to Facebook. Follow us on Facebook. Go to iTunes. Write us a review. Go to Good Pods. If you listen to podcasts on the Good Pods app, and I guess subscribe or follow us, there's a lot of podcasts on there. We're not ranked because I think to be ranked on there, you have to have people on the app that are following you or subscribing to you. And also, it's a pretty great app to listen to podcasts on. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. So do it. And of course, patreon.com/rocksolidpodcast. Of course, I'm going to promote it during these episodes because then people hear it and go, I want to submit an intro. I want to submit a song. All right. And that's how you do it. $2 a month. And other stuff. You get other stuff. You can win prizes. I'm blue in the face. I'm blue in the face. All right. Here we go. Daryl Asher. He's going to give an intro. Going to tell you what the song is, and it's going to serve as our playout song. Everybody have a fantastic 4th of July weekend, and we will talk soon. Here is Daryl Asher.
Hello, one more time. This is the last song I wrote for the album. I was working on an idea, and the news of the reversal of Roe v. Wade came across, and I really was angry and disappointed on behalf of the millions of women that this affects when they face difficult decisions. I don't pretend to be an expert on any of that, but just, I guess on their behalf, I became really angry and it was hard for me to think of anything else. So this song is basically just about facing terrible situations and trying to find a way to cope. It's called Take It In, Breathe.
There'll be